Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I am honored to interview Spike Huemer, Chief Consultant to the J. Abraham Group, considered by many as the very best marketing team in the world. Additionally, I've had the distinct privilege of training with them for the past year, and it has been incredible. Spike has a passion and skill set for putting very large deals together that are win-win for all involved. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Spike, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, Tim, it really goes back, I think, really to a personal passion before it became a professional passion. And that is, you know, for me, it's just I've had an innate desire, I guess, to help people around me. And it's just part of my upbringing, part of my genetics, perhaps. But later on, as I got into business, I found that not only could I help people, but I could also help the business, and I could also help the people that the business itself would be serving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you been with J. Abraham, who's basically a real icon in the marketing world, again, considered by, you know, many, many people that have experienced him as the best, you know, marketer in the world? How long have you two been together?
Well, I've known Jay for about 10 or 11 years, and over the years we had done a number of deals together and had a couple of projects together and worked for a short period of time when I was doing some consulting work. I brought Jay in to help with some of the marketing and really to get access to a bunch of his products and his entire library. I was a fan of his probably going back to the early 90s. But about mm-hmm. 3 years ago, we got together to do some very specific projects and some very specific deals, and the relationship really just kind of evolved into becoming a lot more integrated and a lot deeper. You know, I worked with Jay as his chief operating officer for a number of years and oversaw the general business, but since that time, we've done a lot of consulting work together. We've done a lot of programs, and of course, we've done a lot of seminars all over the world together.
Mm-hmm. And I had the experience with the the passive income program that I'm doing with you and Jay. We started it last September, so it's literally going on a year, and it's just been a tremendous learning experience. Also had the privilege of meeting you personally as well as Jay out at the April reunion, which was just incredible. The speakers that you both of you had there were just, you know, absolutely top shelf all the way. And any reflections or insights from that particular reunion back in April of this past year that you had?
Well, sure, absolutely, Tim. I mean, one of the things that I think Jay and I both pride ourselves on is that we like to stay current not only with the topics and the speakers that are out there, but also really kind of aligning ourselves with people who are thought leaders and people that are experts in their industry and people that are kind of on the forefront of change and development and technology and just all of the things that occur in a fast-paced economy and a fast-paced environment. And because of, you know, Jay's brand and his reputation, I think, and also because of the relationships that we've both developed over the last 15 or 20 years, we have access, fortunately, I think, to some of the best and some of the brightest minds in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that certainly was. I mean, with, you know, Stephen M. R. Covey, I mean, my gosh, we could go on with the Mark Victor Hansen with the Chicken Soup series. I mean, the individuals you had there were just incredible as far as the, you know, skills and abilities, things that learned. I think I had about 35 pages of notes, you know, from the 3 days, and it was intense, but it was absolutely tremendous. Very much enjoyed it. Spike, some of the programs that you know, you and Jay are doing now as far as the teleseminars, teleconferences, that kind of thing, as far as our listeners are concerned, what are some of the ones that the definitions of some of the ones that you two are actually working on and doing? I know I'm involved with the passive income one, which has just been tremendous. What are some of the ones that you offer to you know, various people in the that are involved with you and Jay?
Well, we have a number of programs, and typically, Tim, what we do is that we only offer each program for a finite period of time. For instance, with the Masters of Passive Income, we had a period of about 3 or 4 months where we invited people to participate in that. But we had that program, I think, which was somewhat unique in the sense that it brought business building and also brought marketing and also brought some elements of personal development, personal growth, and also joint venture development and those types of aspects. And it was probably the most comprehensive program that Jay had ever done. But historically, you know, Jay's programs have been more in the area of marketing and to some degree business strategy. The programs that I've done have been in the area of business development, management, personal development, and personal growth. But on a go-forward basis, there are a couple of programs that we'll be rolling out the latter part of this year, both Jay and I doing them together, which is the joint venture program. We're going to be putting together a program that will take certain elements that we included in the Masters of Passive Income, but go to a much deeper level on structuring joint ventures, on sourcing joint ventures, and actually putting the process in place and then doing that in through the context of a live program, which is somewhat different and somewhat unique. And then, of course, later this year, we'll be back over in Asia. We'll be doing some business building programs over there. And from that, I believe that we'll take those recordings of programs that we've done throughout Asia and Australia the last couple of years and put that into a home study program. Along with that, we're also building out a coaching program that will be delivered by trained certified coaches through another organization that are familiar in Jay's content and his strategies and materials, along with the things that I teach.
And what are some of the countries that you and Jay have some of these incredible contacts throughout the world?
Well, we've had students and clients really in all throughout Asia, all throughout Australia. We've had clients come from Japan. We've had clients come from Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, all over China. We've had clients come from Vietnam. We've had clients come from Europe. At the reunion program, we had clients and participants from 16 or 17 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So just
mm-hmm.
about
yeah,
every
I remember
major,
that.
Yeah, just about every major economy in the world has been represented at a program that we've done one time or another.
And how is yours and Jay's Cantonese?
Well, not very good. In fact, in two programs over there, we have simultaneous translation, so it's a little bit disruptive until you get used to it because it's about a second and a half or 2 second delay behind the time that you speak and the translation until the audience receives it. So if you crack a joke, it seems like the joke bombs for about 2 seconds, and if you don't wait, you're on to the next thing and people are laughing.
Yeah, I was just being a little facetious, obviously. But I figured that just amazing though when you look at, and I had the privilege of being at your reunion to meet people from all over the world, and it was just a marvelous experience, and just to have these people travel as far as they did to learn from some of the best minds in the country or the world. I mean, it was just a tremendous experience. Spike, if you could give our listeners two or three useful tips that they could do now, that would help them today. And I'm going to ask you afterwards for your, contact information, how people can get in touch with you and everything. But some useful tips if somebody wanted to, let's say, grow their marketing, along those lines, or passive income. I guess we could just narrow it into the marketing, because any one of those could, obviously you could spend days on it. But a couple of useful tips from your perspective.
Yeah, well, I'll give you kind of the three strategies, and then we can talk just briefly about how to incorporate those each into your business. But the first thing is that you have to be very clear about who you are and what the market is that you bring to the marketplace, or what the value is that you bring to the marketplace. Number two, mm-hmm. you have to figure out who it is that you're trying to reach. And number three, you have to figure out how you're best going to reach them. And I think one of the things, Tim, that I would share with people is that marketing, I think, has probably changed faster than just about any other area of business, with the exception of technology, over the last 10 or 15 years, because it used to be that you had the ability to reach a million people with a single message through broadcast advertising, whether it be television or radio. And now, mm-hmm. People really have a chance and an opportunity to access a million products at a single time through the Internet. And I think your mm-hmm. message has to be much more concise. It has to be much more value-laden, and it has to be much more targeted to the people that you think are going to be most benefited by what it is that you do and what it is that you bring through your business. And the businesses that do that, I think, will succeed not only today but also into the future. And the businesses that aren't clear about the value propositions that they offer or that they bring to their marketplace, to their prospects, and also to their current clients, I think those are the businesses that are doomed for failure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And some other, that makes total sense, some additional useful tips?
Sure. The other thing that I would say is that, it used to be that doing things like broadcast advertising or institutional advertising or just, straight advertising in a magazine or in a newspaper would bring a lot of visibility to your business, and a lot of people would just automatically come to you because they saw your ad. But I think one of the key strategies that I would encourage businesses to explore is how you can use the access points that you have through your relationships and people that have credibility, influence, access, and a willingness to take your market or take your product or your service to their clients or to people that they have influence in through strategic alliances, through joint venture promotions, through cross promotions, through endorsements, through testimonials, and those types of things. I think that's going to be one of the key separators for businesses, even more so in the future, because the bottom line is, if you have someone who has influence with the marketplace or influence with the client base, and they're willing to recommend you or to provide you an endorsement or to provide you a testimonial as validation of the value and the credibility that you bring to a marketplace, it's immediate access, and people look for validation, people look for credibility, and people look for distinguishing factors between one business and another. And I think that's really what makes businesses successful today, and I think it will be even more so in the future. And it will take a business from being strictly a commodity or a service provider or a product supplier and really turn them into a relationship builder and someone that has not only the opportunity to provide value, but also someone who has the ability to develop and sustain and deepen a personal relationship with their clients in their marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I remember hearing Jay talking about the, well, a number of people. I use the one example at the reunion he discussed, and I think he said it on the passive income teleseminars, about, you know, his relationship with Tony Robbins where and Nightingale Conant, and I think Stephen Covey, where he basically was able to almost piggyback on their goodwill and trust that they had with all their clients. And, you know, Jay was able to, you know, further bring more value to many people that may or may not have been familiar with Jay before, but they knew, you know, who these other guys were and, you know, did some great marketing that way.
Yeah, in fact, Tim, I'll mention something with you. I mean, I've been a consultant on and off for about 15 years, and I've never run an advertisement. I've never done any type of marketing other than the fact that, you know, I've used past relationships that I've had with clients and also people that I respected and hopefully had respect for the work that I had and were willing to endorse me or to refer me to their clients. And to this day, that's how I build my business. And I think, you know, the key, you know, for businesses is, you know, that using influence and using access and using the credibility and the willingness of other people to support you and promote you is one of the key elements to creating new clients. But I think there's also two other elements that it brings to the table. Number one is that if someone is willing to endorse you or provide a validation of your credibility, not only will people buy, I think they buy faster, but they will also buy longer, and they're much more likely to refer you to people because they came through a referral mechanism, and they understand mm-hmm. that's part of the relationship and part of the process. And if I were to offer businesses one piece of advice that I think would serve them incredibly well, and that is, you know, that once you have the ability to bring someone in as a client, your greatest opportunity to build your business is to sustain that client and to utilize the access that that client has to their friends, to their neighbors, to the people that they do business with to come and bring you business. And the deeper you can develop that relationship, the more you value you can bring to that relationship, the more likely they are to refer you to other people, to bring you other opportunities, and to stay with you and do business with you as opposed to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly makes total sense. And the other advantage that the relationship marketing is doing is overcoming clutter. We heard this many times out there at the reunion was, I guess we're getting with all the advertisements, internet, et cetera, as many as 3,000 messages a day, and just trying to get somebody's attention with all that clutter, I mean, relationship building makes total sense.
Well, it really does, Tim. I mean, I have about a half a dozen email addresses, and they're kind of filters. You know, I have general email addresses that almost anyone who wants to reach me or who looks for me on the internet can find me. And then I also have a couple of business email addresses that I use for internal purposes for my clients, and I have a couple of personal email addresses. And I can tell you, without a doubt, they kind of go in a descending hierarchy there, that my general email addresses I answer, but it may take me 3 or 4 or 5 days in some cases to get through them. And in most cases, unless the headline or the subject line captures my attention, I'm going to give it very little time. From a business standpoint, if it's something that I recognize the client, you know, I'll answer it immediately. If it's an email address that I don't recognize, I'll certainly answer it within 24 hours. But it's not going to be my highest priority. Now, when it comes to my personal email address, the people that have that, when they get that, as soon as I shut on my computer, it's the first thing that I look at, and that is I look at my personal emails, and it has to do with the depth of relationship that people have, and I think it also indicates that there's different levels of access points, and if you can, you know, penetrate those. Not barriers, but if you can penetrate those levels of that hierarchy and get really to the source and get really to the person, your chances of getting that person's attention and getting that person to do business with you or enter into some type of commercial relationship with you goes up dramatically because you now have their attention, hopefully you have their trust, and at some point in time you're going to get some action out of that.
Yeah, total makes total sense. Any other last minute tips here, Spike, before I ask about your contact information?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess the last thought that I would just share with you, Tim, you know, I think a lot of businesses have really kind of confused the difference between sales and marketing over the years. And uh-huh. you know me pretty well, Tim, and one of the things that I like to do is break things down to the most simplistic models that I can find because they're the easiest for me to convey and the easiest, I think, for most people to understand. And I think, you know, while I've been teaching this distinction between sales and marketing for about 15 years, I think it's even more important to understand it now because the more clearly you can define these two segments in this way, the more not only successful I think you'll be at growing your business, the more rapid you can be at growing your business. And really it comes down to this. Marketing is nothing more than the ability to create value. And part of that value is credibility. And part of that value is distinction. Part of that value is a uniqueness. Part of that value is being able to convey the benefits. Marketing is about conveying value. Sales is about conveying trust. You know, you can put out the greatest marketing message in the world, and people may love the message, they may be excited by the message, but at some point in time, unless they trust you to deliver on that promise, to deliver on that value, a sale is not going to take place. And I think businesses that can understand that you have today, you have to be able to convey value so that people not only will pay attention to your marketing message, but that they will at least enter into the possibility of entering into a sales transaction, and that's where the trust occurs. And that comes through your reputation, that comes through your credibility, that comes from your performance, and that comes from your sustainability of your business. And the more clearly you can understand those functions and the more clearly you can target those areas, the more successful you'll be in business.
Well, that's just super. you've given me some given all of our listeners some great ideas here, Spike. How could they contact you to learn more about how they could get involved as far as whatever particular programs that you and Jay have put together? What's the best way for them to reach you there?
Well, the simplest way is always by email, and that's simply Spike SPIKE at Abraham.com. That email address is one that I look at every single day and gets responded to usually within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Abraham Group is located out in Los Angeles, California, correct?
It is.
Okay. Yep. All righty. And, Spike, this has been great. I super appreciate your time. I believe you've shared some wonderful information here that will be very helpful. I look forward to speaking with you again in the very near future.
Yeah, you as well, Tim. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Spike.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.